This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Colombo last night on a state visit of Sri Lanka. He is the first foreign head of government to visit Sri Lanka since President Anura Kumara Dissanayake took office in September 2024. Details from our correspondent.
All focus turned to Colombo yesterday as Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Sri Lanka for his fourth visit to the island nation. With Sri Lanka being integral to India's neighbourhood first policy, the visit will focus on strengthening defence ties and enhancing cooperation in energy, trade and connectivity with the Indian neighbour. Mr. Modi is set to hold talks with the Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, following which several India-backed initiatives will be announced in various sectors. The two leaders will also participate in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
Prime Minister Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand yesterday. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. During the meeting with his Nepalese counterpart, K.P. Sharma Oli, Prime Minister Modi said, India attaches immense priority to relations with Nepal. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India would emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Addressing the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India will foray in a very big way into the world of innovation and will make its presence felt on the global stage.
We'll need to go global. We'll need to think big. We'll need to be ambitious. We'll need to experiment. We'll need to go beyond the boundaries of our own thinking. Let's not limit ourselves with the past. Let's explore the unknown. Wealth creation in the short run may happen with some of these conveniences. Par dukandari ka hi kaam karna hai hame ya vishwavyapi aur international scale ka Bharat ki pehchan banani. That, friends, is the choice before us.
In Kerala, National Investigation Agency has arrested Shamnath Illikal, the main assailant involved in the murder of RSS leader K.S. Srinivasan at Palakkad in April 2022. The murder was orchestrated by the band Popular Front of India. A resident of Manjeri in Malappuram district, Shamnath was on the run for the past 3 years and was living under a fictitious name. The NIA has charge sheeted 63 accused in connection with the case so far. The Reserve Bank of India will soon issue banknotes of 10 rupees and 500 rupees denomination in Mahatma Gandhi New Series, bearing the signature of Governor Sanjay Malhotra. According to an official press release, the design of these notes will be similar in all respects to 10 and 500 rupees banknotes in Mahatma Gandhi New Series. India is celebrating its 62nd National Maritime Day today, commemorating the country's significant strides in the shipping industry. The day highlights the importance of maritime operations and expresses gratitude to those who brave the seas for months. The ISSF World Cup Asian Games medalist shooter Chen Singh earned India its first medal at Buenos Aires in Argentina yesterday. In men's 50-meter rifle third positions event, he notched up 443.7 points to settle for bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.